So today in Europe, we're going to be looking at the new four-city Škoda trams. So these are low-configuration trams, which I really like. They're called the Škoda 39T trams. And yeah, they're actually super cool and super high tech. So they're fully air conditioned and it's all low floor. It's equipped with the USB ports for mobile charging on every single seat, which is super cool and usually a premium that you get with like premium train classes and stuff like that. But you get this on a normal city tram, which is so cool. It's got your usual CCTV systems and a camera system and anti-vandal foils, but it also has Wi-Fi. So if you're actually next to a tram, you can shortly, but you can still use it, you can quickly use four city trams Wi-Fi networks, which is super cool. But yeah, if you're actually on the tram and you need the Wi-Fi, that's really helpful, and I really like that. And it's also packed with a bunch of safety features that I'm not gonna really tell you about today. But currently, three countries have contracted with Škoda for these trams. The first ones to do this were the Finnish company was Finland. So the first two four-city smart Arctic trams were delivered in 2013. So these aren't actually the trams that we're talking about today, the 39Ts, but these are called the Smart Arctic that were delivered in 2013 to Finland. So this was even before the 39T got released or even started to be in the making. So yeah, they Helsinki and Espoo in 2016 got a bunch of trams from Škoda for 300 million euros, or approximately 352.92 million US dollars, for a total of 99 trams, which they bought by June 2018, and 48 of them were delivered by the end of 2018. And then Tampere, which I think is how you say it, is Finland's third largest city and ordered 19 trams for its newly built tram track in October 2017. And they spent 123 million US dollars on this as well. Now let's move to Germany. Germany spent 290 million US dollars for 80 trams in June 2018. So they're gonna run on the cities of Mannheim, Ludwigshafen, Heidelberg, and the federal states of Baden-Württemberg, Rhineland-Palatinate, and Hessen. Sorry for all those bad, extremely bad pronunciations. The contracts also includes an option for further 34 vehicles, and hopefully the first trams will be able to start running this very year. But let's talk about the city that recently, actually did a contract with Škoda. So Czech Republic spent 77.53 million US dollars, or CZK 1.7 billion, to order 35 new trams. And the first tram was unveiled in October 2021 in the Czech Republic, and then they started trial operations in November. And hopefully, these trams will arrive in 2022, so this year. That's all we've got for the world's news. But on other news, we've got things that's happening in Australia. You might hear in the background of this audio a very slight raindrop sound effect. It's not a sound effect, it's an actual thing. So it's been raining in Sydney non-stop, extremely heavily, for around 4 hours now. 4 hours. So yeah, it's a bit crazy. You might have seen it on the news. Definitely seen it on the news if you live in Australia, and you've definitely seen a lot of YouTube videos talk about them. I'm sure I have. So yeah, with this rain and these what train companies called severe weather conditions, which is the right way of saying it, they can't really run trains anymore. So the actual New South Wales train services, most of them are extremely delayed, and some of them are even cancelled because they just can't operate them. Like in other European countries, we don't have a subway system, and which this is what the metro, Sydney Metro, is going to bring us. But we don't have a subway like system like all the other countries in Europe have, and so we've got no underground things. So we're always interrupted by rain. So when it rains, which we hope is never, but also all the time, it's really weird. Anyways, so it's really raining, and New South Wales TransLink can't really operate their trains at the moment. And also, they can't operate trains in Queensland. So yeah, they do services to Gold Coast, Byron Bay, and Brisbane, especially Brisbane Roma Street, which is the biggest station in Queensland, I'm pretty sure. And so yeah, I looked on transportnewsouthwales.info, the official website, and it said that they take trains all the way to Casino, and then you have to take a coach to Brisbane. Now, if I go on Opal Travel app, which is another official app made by Transport New South Wales, it says something else. It says there are no new services going to Brisbane. I'm now really confused about what's happening with Transport New South Wales. So I hope this episode helped if you needed any information. And I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm looking forward to making more of these kinds of episodes. So I'm looking forward to doing episode 3 of Quick Bites. And yeah, so thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you next time. Bye.